صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه وازواجه ومن سن سنته الى يوم الدين. اما بعد, my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala need you to be good, successful in your life, Allah guides you to fiqh, to understand your deen. Because many one of us grew up according to tradition, and the Islam doesn't take a part in his life. So he do everything by his own way. He doesn't search the sunnah, what is the sunnah said. Therefore actually we need to struggle in this life to find where the evidence is. What is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he needs you to perform your ibadah the way how he showed it to you. You cannot do it by your own way. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the day of Al-Hajj, فَلْتَأْخِذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. You take all the manasik, all the process of Al-Hajj from me. فَعَدْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِن تَمَسَّكُمْ بِهِ لَنْ تَضِلُّ بَعْدِي كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. I left for you, if you hold firmly, you never be misguided. What is that? Kitab Allah wa sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is how he guided us. The problem is we're taking all our information from the local. Like the brother, he informed me that the imam here around the corner here, and he's a witness for us here. When he spoke with the imam, which is belonging to the Sufi masjid, the masjid there, the imam, I need you to have the evidence, inshallah ta'ala. The brother are here. And raise your hand, yeah, inshallah ta'ala, raise your hand. And come here, if I said, what is the imam said? Said it actually when you asked him before. See, and he has a lot of people who pray with him in a Jum'ah, pray with him every day. You were still there actually, what the imam said.
Yes, no, I know. I didn't really ask him. He just surprised me. He said that a few certain brothers who was newly to Islam from here mostly, and he told them that you don't have to be a Muslim, you take shahada and you do the right thing, and Salah prayer is not important. That is exactly what he said from his mouth. He ordered this word. The Salah, the prayer is not important. You can pray, you don't pray, but you're still a Muslim. So I asked him, who told you that the prayer is not important? Oh, sorry. Yeah. So I told him, who told you that? I mean, just you have hadith, you have things for, I mean, I say that. He showed me in the fire and he said, don't disturb the crowd right now. And he continued saying to them that Allah is not that important. You can bring it on to me. I mean, that's what I did. And he's an imam, the sheikh. And you would say then?
No, they don't say his name, sir.
He got away, you
know. Yeah, inshallah.
Alright.
Okay, JazakAllah khair, inshallah. Should be asked, inshallah ta'ala. Islam, if somebody said a statement like this and leading the Salah here, used to be before, and the school of is that Salah is not important, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala check whatever your heart, if your heart is clean, that's enough. Not working like this, because this is a liar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best creature ever, Allah sent it to all mankind. What did he do in his life? He used to wake up the whole night until his feet swallow from the ibadah. وَقَدْ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. And Allah forgive all his sins, past and future. Means like Allah, he told the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go do whatever you like. You will be in the Jannah. Did he incline when they ask him, Ya Rasulullah, رِفْقًا بِنَفْسِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. It means in the language, take your easy messenger of Allah. What did he say? قَالَ أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا Shall I be a thankful? Shall I be not a thankful servant for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? These people who bring this idea, because we received all from different community. It's enough, your heart is clean with Allah. You don't bother your neighbor. You respect your parents, you respect your wife, you respect all the people, but it doesn't matter if you pray or not. يَا أَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. The Salah has been prescribed to the believers
on time, regularly. So whoever Dajjal and bring the idea for the people, you don't need. It's enough for you to make dhikr. Because that's what he told the brother yesterday. The brother, when he told me, it's enough for you to say, sit down and make dhikr. And ignoring the as-salat. Subhanallah, ya akhi. What kind of knowledge they have it? What kind of knowledge they give a poison for the people? Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And the same thing, to bring zikr with music. Zikr with music in the masjid. Woman sitting or standing next to the man in the salah. From where they get this? From where they get this? You go and visit a lot of entire program in a Muslim, some Muslim country. Woman, wallahi, staying in the same line with the man in the salah. If this is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and I don't blame the woman, because a lot of women are ignorant. And one of them, woman, used to leave the salah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ woman leave the salah. And then in the end, men pray behind the woman. فَاتَّقْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمِ From where they get this? Wallahi, this is haram, ya akhi. Wallahi, this is haram. Wallahi, this is haram. And as-salatu batila. The salat batila is not valid. And those men who permit the women to stay either with them in the same line or to leave as-salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will charge them. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives responsibility. Imam to be the imam of the masjid. Not allowed. Yes, we respect our sister. Yes, we love them. But we cannot proceed. We cannot give them something Islam forbidding. Something Islam rejected. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our sins. But this is how it is. And masjid around the corner there, and people pray, thousands of people over there. Alhamdulillah, when we open the masjid, half of the people, they come and pray with us. You must know in the Jum'ah there, why it's crowded? Because half of the people from the Sufi masjid, they come to pray with us, alhamdulillah, to listen to God's khutbah, to listen to the sunnah, because it's a lot of repetitions. People is created by their own way. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them hidayah and give them guidance, inshaAllah ta'ala. They are our brothers, they are the victim for those who are imam or those who establish fabrication in Islam. وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَى الْعَظِيمِ. In this pilgrimage, as I told you, in the salah, before the salah, is that permissible for anyone? Because our masajid now became like a market. Our masajid, people steal some stuff, people buy some stuff, people exactly raise their voice in the masajid. People raising their voices actually to ask for something lost. They lost something. Where is my shoes? Is there anybody saw my shoe? Is there anybody exactly saw my watch? The masajid, it became like a market. And you know, you and me, we know that we are not allowed to raise our voice in the masajid, except as Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and Imam Malik, except for Majlis al-Ilm, like what we're doing now. To raise your voice. Other way, any individual enter the masjid, he must follow the Islamic Sharia and keep quiet in the masjid. إِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَ تَتَأَذَّى مِنْ رَفْعِ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this, who doesn't follow the Sharia, like a donkey? You know why? Because the donkey raising the voice with brain, the brain of the donkey is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hid it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the donkey, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like it. So why he give the example of the donkey? Because people raising their voice like a donkey today in the masajid of the Hadha Allah. Here is the hadith. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وأرضاه والحديث يفعل الإمام الترمذي والإمام أبو داود والإمام ابن ماجة والإمام النسائي والإمام أحمد and part of the hadith mentioned in Sahih Muslim. All this great scholars of the hadith. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من باع أو ابتاع من باع أو ابتاع في المساجد فقولوا له لا أربح الله تجارتك. That is the first part of the hadith. Whoever sells or buys in the masajid, if you see somebody like that, the Prophet give you guidance. Say to him, will say to her, some of the sisters now come in the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, not to sit in the class, but they sitting in the masjid, bring some robe for the woman or clothes for the woman to sell it to her sister. The masjid became like a market. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever sell or seeking sale or buying some stuff in the masjid, say to him, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never make you exactly have any profit from it. It means, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you a loser. Something like this. Second part of the hadith, وَمَنْ نَشَدَ ضَوَلَّ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ فَقُولُ لَهُ لَا رَبَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ لَا رَبَّهَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. And whoever raised his voice in the masjid, claiming that he lost his watch, claiming that he lost exactly his jacket, claiming like that he lost his shoe, raising his voice among the people, say to him, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never return it back to you. Why? Because the Prophet clear it in the end of the hadith. What did he say the Prophet ﷺ? فَإِنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لَنْ تُبْنَى لِذَلِكَ. The masajid weren't, or the masajid weren't built it or established for that purpose. To sell, to buy, to seeking. Hadith Buwaida, رضي الله عنه وأرضاه, and mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال بريدة, a man entered the masjid and he claimed that he lost his red camel. Red camel, this known story in the hadith. The man entered the house of Allah, the masjid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فنادى ودعا, دعا صاحب الجمل الأحمر, the red camel. He said, I lost. Is anybody, did anybody saw my red camel? فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that, لا وجدتها. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you that you will never find the camel. Why? Because the masajid is not for that purpose. So what I should do, ya Shaykh? I lost my jacket, I lost my watch, I lost my shoe. What you should do? Quietly come to the Imam. The Imam which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him to the masjid and tell him, ya Shaykh, I lost my quietly. And then the Imam, he has a permission to ask actually for that in order to be organized. So the hadith, people driving in the masjid, sitting in the masjid, ask everybody in and out, can you help me? Can you help me? Can you give me donation? Sister, give me donation. Can I help you? It's forbidden in the masajid to ask for donation. You must come to the board or you come to the Imam and you tell them I need a help. But our masajid in everywhere, you find inside the masjid, outside the masjid, people seeking help from the others, raising their voice. This is not allowed at all in the masjid. It's forbidden action to do that, to make the masjid is a glass of begging. It's haram, ya akhi, in Islam. If you need help, you come to the board or you come to the Imam and ask him quietly without raising. Al-Imam al-Nawawi, and Imam ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, in the fear of this hadith, they said, النهي هنا, that the Prophet ﷺ denied this action, is not like a haram. But it is undesirable action in Islam. Undesirable action in Islam. We should respect the house of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and this is that. Related to that, can we sell some stuff that belong to the masjid? So for example, masjid Manhattan, he put table in the back. He put like a video tape, CD, DVD, related to Islam, some perfume, masbaha, hats, clothes for the men. Can we do that? Yes, you are permitted in order to raise up funds for the masjid, but you don't disturb the people in the middle of the masjid. You make it in the end of the masjid or a private room. Yes, you are allowed to sell some stuff, inshallah ta'ala, and not to raise your voice when you sell this stuff. You can put a sign and people whoever need to buy it quietly, because the purpose of the hadith not to raise your voice. The purpose of the hadith to sell or to buy or to seek you something, you missed something, is not to raise your voice, because al-malaika الملائكة وير ذا الملائكة وير وير الملائكة الملائكة inside the masjid they dislike there's one that loudly voice in the masjid except for a salah excepting for the قراءة القرآن excepting for مجلس العلم that is actually to clear about this والحمد لله رب العالمين so we ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to make all of us an adab the last question before you leave can we permit the woman with menses to enter the masjid it's a lot of questions like this in a community a lot of questions some people that said haram and some people that said it's allowed for the Muslim woman to enter the masjid to enter the climacus to pray of course it's haram for the woman to pray while she has a menses but why would you permit them to come to the masjid to listen to the class to listen to al-nasiha the advice can we permit the woman to enter the masjid That is the question we need to answer. The ulama, some of the ulama, they had like a faith and they said, no. So what do you say actually, no? What is, why you don't permit the woman? Some of the scholars, they said, why it's haram for the woman to answer the masjid? They incline in one hadith. Incline in one hadith. Al-hadith narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha, عن أبو داود وابن ماجه. In the book of أبو داود and ابن ماجه أصحاب السنن he mentioned حديث of عائشة. عائشة she says رضي الله عنها وارضاه يقف رسول الله تصلى في صفحة المسجد. The prophet stood in the middle of the masjid وقال حولوا بيوتكم عن المساجد. Take your houses actually from the masjid. It won't make the board of your house inside the masjid. Take your houses out of the masjid. Therefore, if we have a hall like this, we cannot put like here in a couch for somebody to sleep. Or you make it the masjid actually to be like a hotel. You understand a lot of people, they use the masjid as a hotel to sleep. So حولوا بيوتكم عن المساجد take your houses out of the masjid don't make the masjid like a place of sleeping فإني لا أحل المسجد لجنب ولا حائض because I don't make the masjid lawful حلال for two people جنب the one was impure male and female After the man meet his wife, or the man he sleep and he became wet from the dream. Not allowed to enter the masjid. And the second is al-ha'id, the one she has menses. This hadith narrated by Aisha and mentioned in two books. Abu Dawud wa Ibn Majah, rahimahullah. Al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, the most trusted book after the book of Allah, He said, this hadith is weak. Why Bukhari said, why Imam Bukhari said it's weak? He said, because the one who narrated the hadith from Aisha, her name is Hind bint Butra. Hind bint Butra. Unknown Hind bint Butra is not known to the people who narrate the hadith. Certain people are authorized, accepted by the Islamic scholars to narrate the hadith. Hind bint Butra, the one she narrated the hadith that she claimed that Aisha she said this hadith, are weak, is not known among the people of Ahl al-Hadith. And Hind bint Butra known that she has a bad memory to memorize the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Imam al-Bukhari said, it's not allowed. The qiyas, the second catch, the ulama catch it, because the Prophet from Aisha from the fifth hadith mentioned two, junub, the unpure, and menses, the woman with menses. You cannot put this, both of them on the same level. Because we know that the junub, the one who are unpure, male and female after they meet each other in bed, or man or female, those who wake up with the haram to enter the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the one she has the menses, she has no option. Allah written for her to have the menses. Therefore, the authentic hadith, بخاري ومسلم عن عائشة same narrator. عائشة شفاد ان بخاري ومسلم رحمه الله ورضي الله عن امهات المؤمنين شفاد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stood in the masjid and he said ناوليني الغطرة يا عائشة. Hand or back to me the غطرة. غطرة the one that scarf with the people. You see the brother here? The brother here exactly who cover his face now. This is called غطرة. It means the scarf, the man. He wore it. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to have one. He wore it over his head. Over his turban. Back to me the غطرة يا عائشة. Give it to me. فقالت عن عائشة she was in her room. And where is the room of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was? Where is the room? Attached to what? To the masjid. ناوليني الغطرة and he was inside the masjid. That to me يا عائشة the غطرة. The scarf. قالت يا رسول الله إني حائض. Oh messenger of Allah, I am with impotence. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن حيضتك ليست بيدك. The menses is not in your hands. That is the interpretation. The ulama became divided in this word. The menses is not in your hands. The first and the majority of the ulama just said that the responsible interpretation of the tafsir or the explanation for this word, your haida, your menses is not in your hands. What did you understand from this word, Sheikh?
Not in your control.
Not in your control. That means it's written for the woman to have the menses or she has option?
No.
She has option or not? To have menses or not?
No.
She has no option, right? Hold it there. Hold it, inshallah ta'ala. So when he told her, your menses is not in your hand, Ya Aisha, this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala written for the female of or the daughter of Hawa. It means it's our mother Hawa, she has a menses. And all her children female, Allah Ta'ala wrote for them to have the menses. Therefore the ulama said they took it, yes, it's permitted the woman to enter the masjid because the Prophet he told her clear, your haida, your menses, your barrier is not in your control. It's not, you cannot do any changes. You cannot do any changes by your hand to the haida. So therefore, the ulama permit the woman to have to enter the masjid, but the condition is to try to exactly cover herself or to try to protect herself very well. So she may, some drops of the blood, it may come to exactly or fall down from her and to make the masjid walk. And the yours. So if the woman tied herself well, very well and she moved, and the technology today, they make a lot of stuff for the woman to can control the blood and is not, nothing of the blood will come to the masjid. So the majority of the ulama they said, yes, it's permitted for the woman to enter the masjid. Second group of ulama they said, no, it's not allowed because the interpretation of the hadith, you say, Ya Aisha, give me the ghutra, back to me the ghutra. And then after that she said, I am in Memphis. Then after that the Prophet ﷺ said, your haida, your Memphis is not in your hand. It means nothing wrong with your hand, the hand is clean. Back to me. See how the hadith, how the ulama understand the hadith, different interpretation. That is the problem, you have ikhtilaf. So when the ulama make tafsir of the Memphis, there is nothing wrong with your hand, Ya Aisha. Your hand is what? Clean. And actually she makes the food. If your wife, she has a menses, she makes the food and you eat from her. The Prophet ﷺ proved, he used to meet Aisha while she was in menses. But it's not physical condition like the normal people. It means he met her from outer. From outer. Not to go deep, to actually deep the farsh with the farsh. Not to be, but from outer. It's proved in the Sunnah. When Bukhari, when you move in the book of the Sunnah, you find the Prophet ﷺ used to meet Aisha. So the ulama, the second group of the ulama, they said, when the Prophet told her, the menses is not in your hand, It means, yes, it means the blood which comes from you is not in your hand, Ya Aisha. If you can, you still you can pass to me the ghutra, the scarf by your hand because your hand is clean. Second group of cholera in search, the result is. الإمام النووي رحمه الله وإمام ابن القيم وابن تيمية and this great scholar they said the first group arrived والإمام الألباني in رحمه الله the one of the great عالم he was in our generation he passed away like 2 years ago الإمام الألباني رحمه الله he said whoever say is not allowed for the woman to enter the masjid, it's haram for him to say that. Because it is permitted according to what is the Prophet of Allah said, Ya Aisha, the haida, the good interpretation, the good tafsir, the haida, the menses, is not under your control, Ya Aisha. It's something written from Allah Ta'ala, so he permits her to enter. Related to that, we advise the sister, if she wants, she can to be sure to protect herself from the blood and she could enter. If she can, not to talk with the other woman and to make it the social club in the end of the week, in Saturday and Sunday, but to come to the masjid to do what, Ya Sheikh? For what? To listen to the class, don't prevent her from the class. Don't present her to testify and to see the Muslim in the masjid, inshaAllah ta'ala. And I am 100% with the first group of ulama and Imam al-Albani, rahimahullah, the great scholar which all the whole entire world known about him, authentic hadith, divide between the authentic hadith and the weak hadith. Yes, he said, it's allowed for the woman based to the first explanation from the group of ulama, inshaAllah ta'ala. And this is the Daleel, inshaAllah ta'ala. The second group, they have no strong Daleel. In to understand the hadith, exactly was strange for us actually to get or to follow that tafsir. Wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'lam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And Sheikh Mustafa has no opinion at all in this matter. I just transfer to you the debate and the dispute between the ulama and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us inshaAllah ta'ala for that. Allahumma taqabbalna wa taqabbal minna wa ja'alna sababan min ihtada wa arham mawtana wa mawta muslimin wa alimna ma alamta bihi kathir min khalqika wa ja'alna min rashidin wa ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una qawla wa yattabi'una ahsana wa akhtim lana bi qatimat as-sa'adat ajma'in. Allahumma ibni lana masjidina ya rabbil alameen. Allahumma ibni lana masjidina al-ghafil. Allahumma waffiqna ilayhi ya rabbil alameen. Allahumma yassir lana hadha al-amr. Allahumma يسر لنا هذا الامر يا رب العالمين وتقبلنا في عبادك الصالحين وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين واغفر المؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين. I'm staying here until the عصر inshallah to pray the عصر. If you have any comments, you want to speak something inshallah without the microphone inshallah ta'ala, I will inshallah ta'ala sit with you inshallah ta'ala. The Sheikh is starting first. Can you give me a second? Because the Sheikh is starting. You want to ask him? Inshallah, sit down, inshallah. Welcome back, brother. What is your name?
I started there, other time. Then I reached JFK after Sunday, at the first time. So how many plaza have you been in the same?
You say you pray in India?
Yes.
You know the difference in India different than us?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the ulama said, in order to pray Salat al-Dhuhr, because the second Salah will be what? Look. And after that will be us. You have right to combine the Salah. That we agree about this. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in all his traveling, he combined the Salah and he made the four rak'ah Salah to be what? Two. He said actually, when the Dhuhr time, you know in India what time the Fajr and you know what time the Dhuhr and you know what time the Asr. If the brain is still closer to India, you're gonna follow the time at, you know, your time is still, I know that I left the Fajr in India so and so, and you adjust your watch to be with India. You know what time the Salah in India for something between the Dhuhr and between the Fajr? How many hours? We have like 6 o'clock, and then after that we have like 12:30 or something like this. About what? 7 hours. When are you going to be in 7 hours? Are you going to be closer? Your destination, final destination is United States. You still closer. The destination is still, because from India to United States, how many hours?
18 hours.
18 hours. Now. So if you pass by 7 hours, you will be closer to United States or you closer to India. So the ulama said in this situation, you combine the salah with the time for the zuhr, and your time used to be, don't change it, it's still in India according to the Indian calendar. So you break the zuhr on asr at the time of the zuhr on asr in India. So you combine the salah inshallah ta'ala, and when you reach here, your salah will be exact. You reach the dhuhr time, you don't need to break the dhuhr anymore because you already break the dhuhr. You don't need to break the asr anymore because you already break the dhuhr and asr. And when you reach here, you will face yourself as a resident, inshallah ta'ala, to break the maghrib and isha in the day. That is the first opinion. We're finished. That's it. That's a big chapter. But that is the first opinion as Imam Nawawi, rahimahullah, for his interpretation and the Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah in their interpretation. Second group of ulama said that you live in India in a Fajr time. You must calculate the time when you're going to reach exactly the United States. I am missing now and facing the Dhuhr and Asr. That is my problem now, because I'm going to break the Dhuhr and Asr. Calculate the time. If the time you calculate and will be at the time of Dhuhr or the time of Asr in the final destination, which is United States, you leave the Salah completely until you reach the land of United States. But this will take obligation, will give you obligation to break when you reach the United States. You break the Dhuhr for Raka, and you break the Dhuhr for the Asr for Raka. You still have right when you reach the Kennedy Airport to combine the Salah. But when you combine the Salah, you're going to make the Salah for Raka for Dhuhr and for Raka for Asr, because you already reach your home. That's your homeland. You are a traveler there for India, because that's not your residence place anymore, India. You became like a guest. Because your hometown is what now? Where is your residence? United States. You are a resident of United States. Therefore, if you was born in the Salah, because you already bring India, the Tajr, and you calculate and you find yourself, you're going to reach in the Dhuhr time or the Asr time in United States, you was born in the Salah until you reach the Salah in United States. But this is going to cost you to complete the Salah, to make the Dhuhr for Raka, and the Asr for Raka, because you reach your hometown, which is the United States. Both of them are valid. This is dispute between the ulama and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alam, inshaAllah ta'ala.
So in this case, in the first question, there is no Maghrib, there is no Isha.
No.
There is no light. When it starts to
get... It doesn't matter. If you follow the second opinion...
No, the first opinion.
The first opinion, Dhuhr and Asr.
Yes,
you already got door enough.
He's going to have a second day.
I know. When you receive also Zuhr and Maghrib and Isha, of course the plane will be in the dark.
No. When you come here, it is day. Complete day.
It means you start today and you complete here day. You don't pass in the night at all. SubhanAllah.
Yes.
But I believe when you reach some certain, like Europe, they're going to be in the night time. خلاص طيب الأذان إن شاء الله طيب كانوا كنتين أفضل بأذان إن شاء الله الله يكرم وبارك الله فيك إن شاء الله تعالى أذان العصر يا شيخ نمين now the 210 250 Brother Nairuz is here. Brother Nairuz Zaman. Brother Nairuz Zaman, if you are here, come to me, inshallah. Related to contain inshallah ta'ala the Shaykh is there. So you use the second opinion. You use the second opinion inshallah ta'ala because this second opinion will match with you. Because you live in India in a fashion and you have 18 hours. You reach United States in the Dhuhr and Dhuhr or Asr time. You pray Dhuhr and Asr in the United States and wait until the Maghrib and Isha in exactly in America and then pray the Maghrib and Isha as a resident here. Maghrib will be 3 rak'ah and Isha will be 4 rak'ah. That is the best way to match with you inshallah ta'ala. Other way, actually the first opinion is not going to match with you, so you feel comfortable to go because both of the opinion are valid between the ulama inshallah ta'ala. I hope I answer inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum.
Become a Muslim.
The father and mother, a girl,
never be married, but now Allah saved one of the girls. He's Muslim. He asked how she can take care of mother and father. Your mother, your mother, your father.
Do you understand the question? The question is, a girl, alhamdulillah, Allah died here for Islam and she became Muslim. And she came from a parent, and those parents, they never married, but they live with them together as a boyfriend and a girlfriend. How she gonna treat her parents? Are they actually an parent? In Islam we have a statement, we know, that Ibn al-Zina لا يرث ولا ينسب لأبيه. In Islam we know the child of zina, which comes from the zina without marriage, either as a Muslim fail in zina in adultery with another Muslim woman, or he fail in zina in adultery with another non-Muslim. The child cannot be related to his father. You cannot give a name of the father for this child. And this child is not allowed to get inheritance from the father. We know that in Islam. For this case, the girl, she became Muslim. So the Islam give the Muslim, say to us, 216, Sheikh. Yeah, let's say 216. 1 minute. So, the girl she came from a parent, actually she has no idea. Islam will يجب ما قبله. And Islam always, if anybody be a Muslim, he will forgive all the sins before that. How she treat them? According to the urf, sometimes the Islam taking the urf, the tradition, knowing that their parents. Because an الولد للعاهر الحجر للعاهر الولد للفراش وللعاهر الحجر. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الولد, the child will be belonging to the mother, because if the mother give her breast sucking the milk for the child, she became the mother of nursing, not the mother of family. It's two different mother and father. Father could be the father and the mother of nursing, meaning the girl, she sucked the milk, and she, if she can't suck the milk from the mother a couple of times, she became her mother in nursing. That means this woman, she became the exactly. And the father, because the one who caused the woman to have a milk in her breast, he became also the father of nursing. But he's not allowed to give her the name or to give her inheritance. She should treat them in a good way and stop making da'wah with them. Maybe they will be a Muslim because of her, inshallah ta'ala. والله أعلى تعالى إن شاء الله تعالى نطلب إن شاء الله تعالى لكم الله خير في الدنيا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
الله أكبر الله أكبر